This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Nationwide protests in support of opposition leader Alexei Navalny are underway across Russia. Thousands of people have taken to the streets to demand the release of the jailed Kremlin critic. Activists say police have arrested more than 2,000 people in various Russian cities. The authorities mounted a massive effort to stop the demonstrations after tens of thousands rallied across the country last weekend in the most widespread show of discontent Russia has seen in years. Navalny, an anti-corruption activist, was jailed immediately after returning to his home country in mid-January after recovering abroad from a poison attack. He has blamed his poisoning on the Kremlin, which has been denied. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken addressed the protests on Twitter Sunday. He condemned the, quote, persistent use of harsh tactics against peaceful protesters and journalists by Russian authorities for a second week. A team of World Health Organization scientists visited a wet market in Wuhan, China, Sunday. The Huanan market is believed to be the source of the novel coronavirus in late 2019. A cluster of cases were linked to the seafood market, and since then, the virus has infected more than 102 million people worldwide and killed more than 2.2 million. The scientists have already visited at least one of the hospitals in Wuhan that treated some of the first patients. The scientists want to know where the virus originated, in what animal, and how it made its way to humans, something that could take years to figure out. The Associated Press reports Israel has agreed to transfer 5,000 doses of coronavirus vaccine to the Palestinians for frontline medical workers. This is VOA News. International troops plan to stay in Afghanistan beyond the May deadline that was originally hoped for by the insurgent Taliban's deal with the United States. Four senior NATO officials confirmed the plan, a move that could escalate tensions with the Taliban demanding full withdrawal. One official told Reuters anonymously, conditions have not yet been met. Meanwhile, a member of the Afghan government's peace negotiating team is warning the Taliban that if they don't resume peace talks in Qatar soon, the government could recall the team before a deal is reached. Government negotiator Rasul Talib said in a press conference the team is waiting for the return of the Taliban leadership to Doha, Qatar, where a second round of peace talks began this month but has made little progress. There was no immediate response from the Taliban. Former President Trump has parted ways with his lead impeachment lawyers just over a week before his trial. That's according to two people familiar with the situation who spoke to the Associated Press on Saturday. The change injects fresh uncertainty into the makeup and strategy of President Trump's defense team. One person described the lawyer's departure as a mutual decision. President Trump is set to stand trial on the week of February 8th on a charge that he incited the riot inside the U.S. Capitol. Britain's Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove said on Saturday the European Union had recognized they made a mistake by briefly attempting to restrict some exports of COVID-19 vaccines by invoking an emergency Brexit clause. The EU reversed a plan to use the Article 16 clause to restrict exports of COVID-19 vaccines from crossing the Irish border into Britain within hours on Friday after the move sent shockwaves through Northern Ireland and in London and Dublin. Gove said he had spoken to European Commission Vice President Maros Sefcovic, and both agreed on the need to reset relations. The initial decision to use the Brexit clause, part of wider EU plans to control the exports of the vaccines, illustrated how the carefully tuned Northern Ireland Brexit protocol can go awry, as well as showing the panic over vaccine availability. Germany is already ordering vaccines for next year to be ready if it turns out that immunity against COVID-19 needs to be regularly renewed or boosted. That's according to Health Minister Jens Spahn on Saturday. This comes as frustration with the slow pace of the vaccination in Europe grew. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.